Let's Talk is the devotional podcast ministry of Bible Fellowship Church, and it's designed to bring you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. We've been working our way through the 15 Songs of Ascent, and today we find ourselves at the midpoint, Psalm 127, which says this, "Unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. It's in vain that you rise up early and go late to rest, eating the bread of anxious toil, for he gives to his beloved sleep. Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord, the fruit of the womb a reward. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior are the children of one's youth. Blessed is the man who fills his quiver with them. He shall not be put to shame when he speaks with his enemies in the gate." I have a handwritten quote in my Bible beside the psalm that brings a smile and a wonderful memory every time I see it. The note says this, "Styled by God, Bill Schmidt." I had the wonderful opportunity a few years ago to hear our family's dear friend, Bill Schmidt, teach through this psalm. He started the lesson by painting a word picture that went something like this. The fashion of Jackie Kennedy. The music of Andrew Lloyd Webber. The architecture of Frank Lloyd Wright. The art of Leonardo da Vinci. Perhaps distinct images came to your mind as you heard each of those names. Whether it's fashion, music, architecture, or art, each of those individuals is well known for their unique style. Bill's lesson began with that memorable introduction and then went on to describe the importance of submitting to God, letting God be the one who defines your style from the inside out. I heard that lesson over 10 years ago, and I'm still impacted by that concept of what it means to be styled by God. While the imagery of Psalm 127 begins with construction, the big idea of these five verses is clear. Unless we move aside and allow God to be in charge of our lives, of remaking us, or styling us, if you will, from the inside out, all our efforts are ultimately in vain. As 21st century followers of Christ, we have the wonderful gift of the indwelling Holy Spirit who's willing to be in charge of the design project called our new life in Christ. The question is, will we cooperate? As we all know, this does not come without opposition. There are imposters who will show up and plant doubts in our minds about God and His design plan. There's the imposter of the world system, the imposter of our old nature, and most menacing of all, the imposter known as Satan. Cooperating with God means learning to recognize His voice and then submitting to do what He says. Once you know His voice, you'll become adept at recognizing the imposters. As author Robert J. Morgan has said, acknowledge your enemy, but keep your eyes on the Lord. In other words, don't be preoccupied with the enemy. Make note of his presence, but keep your eyes, and may I add your ears, attuned to God. Get to know his voice. Listen for his instructions, and then follow hard after him. So how does this work? How do we get to know God's voice? Primarily by spending time filling our minds with His truth, true truth, the kind found in the Bible. Find out what His design plan looks like and then cooperate with the designer. For example, God's design looks like a humble servant. Philippians 2:4-7 pictures Jesus this way. Let each of you look not only to his own interest, but also to the interest of others. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. God's design looks like a sincere and pure devotion to Christ. Colossians 2:8 describes that devotion like this. See to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depends on human tradition and the elemental spiritual forces of this world, rather than on Christ. God's design looks like loving one another well. In John 13:35, Jesus told us this, "By this all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." God's design looks like treating everyone as a soul who is precious to God. Romans 5:8 reminds us of this. God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. God's design looks like not giving up on God when times get tough. Hebrews 12:3 encourages us with these words, "Consider him who endured from sinners such hostility against himself, so that you may not grow weary or faint-hearted." There are many other verses that could be added to this very short list describing what God's design looks like. Ask the Lord to give you verses that describe the personal design project he has for your life. I encourage you to take the time to meditate on those verses and learn to recognize his voice in the process as you allow yourself to be styled by God. Be patient with yourself in the process. Remember, this is a project, and projects take time. In fact, they take a lifetime. The tombstone of Ruth Bell Graham, the wife of Billy Graham, has a succinct two-line epitaph that expresses this well. The epitaph says this, "End of construction. Thank you for your patience." Let's pray. Lord, thank you for your patience with us. Thank you for your great love and that you don't give up on us. Help us to be patient with ourselves and with each other as you complete your design project in each of our lives. Amen. Thanks for joining us today for Let's Talk. Check out the BFC website for more information about the various ministries available for all ages at Bible Fellowship Church. Remember, come what may, God's still at work in each of us.